And as the candidates wrap up their marathon campaigns, early voting is taking place on a wider scale than ever before. NPR's Carrie Kahn found that early voters are facing lines as long as the ones you might expect on Election Day.
I'm in Los Angeles, California, one of the bluest of blue states. Democrats hold a substantial registration advantage here, and polls show Barack Obama with a double-digit lead. But from the length of the line yesterday circling the county's one early voting station, you'd think this was Ohio or Florida.
I was like, oh, this is crazy. It's kind of exciting.
This was Grace Lopez's first time voting. She's 18. She had only waited 1 hour. Dan Martinez had three under his belt, but was equally awestruck by the thousands in line.
I came on Friday, Halloween, the line was 3 hours. I drove by yesterday, the line was about 5 hours. And today I just got up early and said, whatever it is, it's going to be. And I want to be part of history.
Support in line was overwhelming for Obama, but Donna and Dana Anderson said they wanted their voice heard too.
Some of the polls and the news programs and everything have already written off John McCain. And I just think it's important for people to express their own opinion and express their own vote and not listen to that.
You know, at least we can say we did our part.
924-642.
It took 5 hours before Derek Brown's number to vote came up.
I made it. Safe and sound.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Brown says he's anxious to get home and not be in a line anymore.
I'm going to try to stay lay low until Tuesday, you know, because anything can happen. But, yeah, this is definitely history, though, and I'm proud to be a part of it, too.
The Los Angeles Registrar put out a plea to voters to cast their ballots after 9 a.m. or before 4 p.m. Election Day to hopefully avoid long lines. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.